Pakistan launches new airstrikes against militant hideouts in the northwestern tribal region, killing at least 30 people. Military officials say the latest strikes mainly took place in the Shawal Valley and Data Kale areas of North Waziristan. They say 15 militants were killed in the South Waziristan side of the border and another 12 in North Waziristan. Militants are using these areas as training compounds for their attacks. Pakistani fighter jets have been pounding the targets in the region since the government's efforts to hold peace talks with the Taliban militants, pro-Taliban militants, that is, broke down this month. In recent days, people of North Waziristan have evacuated their villages, anticipating a full-scale military offensive. Let's speak to our correspondent Javed Rana now, who joins us via Skype from Islamabad to tell us a bit more. Now, Javed, just walk us through about the logistics of this, these air raids in North and South Waziristan. How accurate are these? On what information is the government basing these strikes?
Well, all we are hearing about the number of the militants who have been killed in these airstrikes. These claims are coming from Pakistan military and other security officials. This cannot be independently verified. Now, this particular area of Shawal of North Waziristan, some years back I did visit that part of Pakistan's tribal region, and I can tell you that it's a very zigzag area, mountainous range. It is next to impossible for independent reporters and those of human rights activists or any other independent source to verify of what has happened there. So we have to rely upon what the government has been pointing out, that they've been killing so many militants. And going by what government has been claiming, during last couple of weeks, they have killed more than 100 pro-Taliban militants. That is one part of the story. But if you look at the overall picture which is developing, that is very important to note. Now more than 50,000 people have migrated from North Waziristan to elsewhere in Pakistan. That indicates of what is going on. These people are complaining that in many cases the civilians are being killed, particularly in Mir Ali area of North Waziristan. So I think by claiming that the government is managing to kill these militants doesn't mean the government would be able to end this insurgency. It is a very, very complicated issue. It is something easier said than done.
Indeed, speaking of the complexity of this issue, Javed, it seems that negotiations with the pro-Taliban militants are not working. Bombarding their bastions is, again, putting civilians at risk. How does Pakistan get out of this quagmire?
I don't think Pakistan is going to come out of this quagmire so soon, as many people probably might would think about. Even the outgoing army chief was quoted by opposition leader, saying that even if there is a full-fledged military operation against the Taliban, they would be able to reduce this insurgency by 40%. Now, and then there is another version of the events that the army chief said that in fact there is a 40% chance of ending insurgency through full-fledged military operation against Taliban. It is a very, very complicated, because this particular issue is linked with the cross the border of what is happening in Afghanistan. As long as Americans are there, I think this situation will continue. And more importantly, I think now since Americans, most of their troops are leaving, I think this is going to be a chaotic situation, not only in Afghanistan, but also in parts of Pakistan's northwestern region.
All right, we'll keep a close eye on the situation there. Our correspondent Javed Rana reporting from Islamabad via Skype. Javed, thank you for updating us on the situation.